Hello.
Hi, Bata, I'm Francesca.
Hi, Francesca.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Nice to meet you too. I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm freezing because it's quite cold, but
Where are you?
I'm in Italy. But until a couple of weeks ago was like too much warm for November. And
Yeah.
suddenly it go all down and it's freezing and my body is like, what the
Well,
hell?
we're very much used to that in Scotland, though. We have is cold and rain.
Yeah, but anyway, you are more used to cold because you are Scottish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
so.
all we get is the rain and the grey and the bleak and the cold and the dark.
Well, anyway, let's have a quick interview, and I have to say that for once in a while, I really love your band, and I really
Thank
love
you.
your sound. Even if you are, there are a few Scottish bands like you that have a quite darkish sound. Even the Twilight Set now that
Yeah.
they will be touring with Cure next year, so
Yeah. I read that too. That's great for them. That's big news.
yeah. And so how did you form your band? Because you are a quite young band right now.
We are, yeah. So, I was friends with Fear maybe for like 6 months or so, maybe a year, and we'd like now and then spoke of starting a blog project, and nothing serious. We just spoke about going into a room and then just plug in and making some sounds and see what happens. So we spoke about it for a little while. One day we decided to kind of make a move and kind of try and formulate a band. So I was working at the time in a bar with Hugo, who plays the guitar, and I knew that he played guitar. Like we were new friends as well, so it was all pretty much new beginnings for everyone. But so Shug or Hugo, he was working in the bar with me, and he played guitar. So I asked him if he wanted to come along. So in the first rehearsal, it was just me, Hugo, and Keir. So we had keyboards, myself on guitar and singing, and then Hugo on the guitar. And then the second time around, Keir, who goes to the Glasgow School of Art with Ralph, he plays drums, so he invited him along, and then all four of us just kind of naturally came together. It was a pretty organic process, but yeah, that's how it came to be.
Okay, and how did you start to compose your music? Because your music is pretty dark, but it even has
Yeah.
a spark inside that I can't
Yeah.
really describe so well because I only
Yeah.
had a listen to a few tracks,
Yeah.
and I don't know
Well,
still the project how he is developing, but
the
maybe.
process at the beginning, we all just, as I say, we all just kind of went into the room, took our instruments, took the guitars and keyboards, and then Ralph came down the drums. And it just, we didn't go in with a blueprint or a set of ideas. We didn't have anything written in black and white. We didn't have a sound that we wanted to achieve. It wasn't anything written on paper that we said, right, that's it, and we want to do that. We didn't try and project ourselves towards something that was already finished. We wanted to do something new and something natural. So I use the word natural a lot because it really is quite fitting. Like, we didn't really go in with an idea. It all just kind of came to be. Like, when we were in there, we started writing, and we didn't even realize we were writing, to be honest. We were just fucking around, and it all just kind of came together. All just kind of fell into place. Fortunately, and over time, we kind of honed in on the sound, worked on the sound, kind of created it into the kind of monster that it is today. But it was very much a slow process. It was something that happened over a long period of time. So at the beginning, we would just go in there and just mess around and then just see what happened. And then I would go away and then I'd write some words and then I would have ideas for songs. And then as we got better and as we progressed, and I'd always written songs, so sometimes I would bring a song forward, or maybe someone else would have an idea, and then we would just go in and then we would just try it. And then when something's there, you have that spark, you can tell there's a flicker in the room, you can feel it, and then sometimes it's not there. So yeah, a lot of the time, and the majority of the time, a lot of the best songs is when the four of us are in there. And, you know, you really bounce off one another. You inspire one another. You, like, we enable one another to do what we do. So a lot of the time the best songs come when we're just in there and we just and something happens and you can feel it. Do you know what I mean? You can feel something in the room. You know when you've got it. And at the same time, you know you don't. So, yeah, sometimes I'll bring something forward. Sometimes it'll be an idea. But, yeah, a lot of the best ones just happen there on the spot, magically.
Okay, and I was 1 week ago that on BBC your single was aired, I think, in Animac program. Yeah, I was listening to your music on BBC because it's quite a huge thing for a new band who is really new in the music scene.
Yeah.
I was
What's the question? How was that for us, or how did it come about?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm not actually quite sure. I guess with one of our radio guy that works for us called Kevin, who's in charge of our radio side of things. I guess he got a song to Animag, and he got Silences into our hands, and I guess she liked it. And then ever since she played it one time, and then ever since then, she's kind of developed a fondness for the band, and we're really appreciative of it. Like, obviously, when you get something as big as Radio 1 and someone as big as Animag herself supporting you, then it's massive, you know. And then in today's climate, when there's so much competition and there's such little space for new acts to break through, then the fact that we have someone in her stature pushing us and putting us on a pedestal for other people and for the public, then it was great. But yeah, so she played Silences once. Which is one of the singles from the album coming up. She played that, and then ever since then, she's just kept playing it, and she came down to see us in London a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, she came down to see us, and she said she loved it. She watched the set, and then she tweeted about it, and then she was talking about the gig on Radio 1, saying that she loved it. And ever since then, she's kept playing it. So, yeah, we're very grateful for her support, and hopefully she continues, because it really means a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your album will be out in the end of February, and surely in Italy. I don't know in UK, but anyway, Do you have a few live dates already booked or something like that, or any plans?
So we're going to be playing a gig in Glasgow next week. A new venue called St. Luke's. So this will be the last gig of the year. Our biggest Glasgow show to date at a new venue called St. Luke's. So you can find information about that online. And then that'll take us into the new year. And then following that, we're planning a very large UK tour.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, we're going to do a European tour. Hopefully, maybe we'll make it across Italy. We've never been there before. So that would definitely be on my list. If possible, we'd love to go there. So we'll do a big UK tour, we'll move on to a European tour, and then hopefully we'll maybe do something overseas perhaps, but it's still early days, so everything's still in the planning. But we'll start with the UK tour, move on to Europe, we'll maybe do something overseas, and then that'll take us into the festival season. So we hope to be busy for the majority of the year. We want to be playing a lot more than we have done recently, so yeah, we want to be out there all the time.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for your time. Hope to see you soon.
No worries, Francesca. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.